our next guest. She's a big deal, and let's just welcome you back to West Michigan. Elizabeth Rolinski led teams exceeding over 200 professionals at times, building the lithium-ion and other cutting-edge battery parts plants as well throughout the world for Johnson Controls. And I know recently retired, you are now giving back. Let's talk about it. Elizabeth Rolinski, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, welcome. Boy, when do you know when it's time to retire? You seem like you might have another chapter left, which I think you are. That is happening. Do you feel like life has given you a pretty good gift?
Oh, I definitely feel like life has given me a pretty good gift. I've had a long career, you know, 32 years with Johnson Controls. And as you said, I was planning what is that next chapter. You know, at some point, I knew it was going to be time to, not that I mean, I loved what I was doing, right, but I knew it was going to be time to shift a bit. I was kind of in that mode of 70% travel at times, and in a global 24/7 environment, it's 5 a.m. phone calls. And you know, I had tried a lot of things of, okay, I need to delegate to the team more. And I learned on that front, and that's a real win-win because then the team is beginning to pick things up. But still, you know, there's times where it's how do I shift into what really my passion is? And what I loved about the leadership was the purpose-driven side of it and being able to make a difference in people's lives. And being able to join Leading by Design and this next chapter, I feel like I can really focus on that with the team and in a program that I'm very passionate and aligned with.
Wonderful. I will get us to the conversation of Leading by Design right here in Grand Rapids. But that half a step back to inspire others as they build their career journeys. I mean, you did lead certainly many organizations, a powerhouse. And you actually, you led former President Barack Obama on a tour of the first mass production lithium-ion automotive battery plant back in 2011?
We had kicked off that plant in 2009, kind of a grounds up and bringing the team together and you know, quite a task where it takes a lot of teamwork because we were the first forging the way a bit and learning as we went. So, you know, that team had worked so hard and really come together so well. So that was such a pat on the back by the time we were up and running in 2011 to have President Obama come through. And you know, regardless of one's political views, anytime you have POTUS taking the day to come and, you know, come through your facility and talk to your team and, you know, spend time, it's an absolute thrill. So that was a great pat on the back for the team for the work that they had done.
Thank you for that. More on you. You led teams of hundreds of engineers to build advanced battery plants. Yes, in Europe, Latin America, and Asia. Basically, what did you learn from those experiences?
You know, I think a lot of it comes back to that teamwork because each project, and I was fortunate to be leading operations and manufacturing engineering at a time of tremendous growth, but it couldn't be done, all these plant expansions and or new plants in various locations without a great team. So again, it came back to the attributes of a team. One is finding the right people, but then bringing that team together in a way that they can communicate and align and readjust because each, you know, you've got tight budgets and you've got tight timelines. I think, really grew as a team, respecting one another and having fun together. So working hard was a joy because we were doing that together. So, you know, I just look at that as just, it was a tremendous opportunity for me and so many others to be in that position at that time with that kind of growth.
Wonderful. How did you advance to such a high level position in corporate America? What's a word of wisdom?
I think of a lot of things, probably. I don't know that there was one silver bullet or, you know, and there definitely wasn't a career path that I was like knocking on doors to make happen, you know, that I had mapped out. I definitely had a lot of leaders around me and peers and teams to learn from. So that's absolutely critical, that continued learning. And support of my family made a huge difference because each time I took on something new, one, my husband and my sons were behind me saying, of course you can do this. And of course we'll help, you know, if it's more demanding or it's more travel. And they did. What I think I did and maybe could help others is that I was not afraid to take a risk, or actually I probably was afraid because I had that, you know, that kind of feeling in your stomach of fear. But I did it anyways, stepped out of my comfort zone pretty much every time. You know, I can't think of a time that I said, no, I don't want to do that. I did evaluate that it fit within my strengths and my passions, values, talents, because it makes it, you're going to do well if it fits. And if you love what you're doing. And I was fortunate that that was the case.
Was there
the other advice?
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. The other piece of advice, yes.
Yeah, the other advice would be think less about the title and more about being purpose-driven. Does it fit what you want out of your career and thinking about what your legacy, you know, ought to be? For me, I wanted to be helping others be their best, helping others be able to come to work in an environment that was enjoyable to work in many ways, challenging and, you know, a good growth experience for each person on the team.
So you lead it back to West Michigan to partner with what? Roger Price at Leading by Design. Let's talk about present day.
Yeah. So Roger and I have known each other for many years, and I was living in Milwaukee, but we ran into each other at an event a couple of years ago. And about a year ago, he reached out, and it did feel like one of those really meant to be things, because at that time, I was mapping out this chapter two of my career and thinking teaching, but didn't know what that looked like. And so Roger and I decided, hey, why don't, you know, his team get to know me and me get to know them? And I began to take the course myself. Loved it. Fortunately, they thought I was a fit as well. So in August, I, you know, retired from corporate life and then began the journey. So I'm now teaching and coaching with the team and spending a lot of time learning as much as I can. But I'm loving this new journey.
Nice. So you are helping people develop their passions, talents, and goals at Leading by Design. How does it work?
Leading by Design is Lead 24/7 program is a year-long program that's built on study as well as practice. So teams are in a cohort of nine, and they go through a year of being together every month, you know, for a day, working together on the content and what are the vital things for leadership and what does that look like. And then in between, they're in their jobs, their roles back at work, applying things. And in between the sessions, they're working with a coach from Leading by Design on how is it working. They're trying things on and, you know, how is that working and what might they adjust a little bit. And they usually have the answers within themselves, but it helps to talk through it with a coach. So the journey is very hands-on, very focused on the vital things of leadership. It doesn't focus on everything. It focuses on what are the few vital things that make the biggest difference. And learning to really apply those so that you get the value and you get the results out of it. And that's easier said than done. I mean, you can read about leadership in a book, but to go out and really understand yourself, what works for you and how to apply it is a whole different story. So that's what we're after.
Okay, very nice. How do we find out more information?
Well, leadingbydesign.com is leadingbd.com. And people are welcome to reach out to me directly. My phone number is 616-886-9052. They can also find me on LinkedIn, Elizabeth Rolinski. So again, I'll give that phone number again in case people just got their pencils out. 616-886-9052. And I welcome a call.
All right, we'll see each other sometime now that you are back, Mover and Shaker here in our own backyard. Thank you very much, Elizabeth Rolinski, for your career journey conversation thus far. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Shelley. You too.